The talks, originally scheduled for 2 days and then delayed by 24 hours over security concerns, ended after just 4 hours.
Leur attachement à l'instauration d'un dialogue républicain.
But in a statement read by Prime Minister Charles Konanbani, all sides reaffirmed their commitment to finding a peaceful solution to the conflict that has divided Ivory Coast into a rebel-held north and government-controlled south since September 2002.
À la recherche de la promotion et la protection de la sécurité publique.
In attendance in Yamoussoukro were President Laurent Gbagbo, ex-President Henri Bédier, former Prime Minister-turned-opposition leader Alassane Ouattara, and New Forces rebel leader Guillaume Soro. The meeting was organized by the Prime Minister, and though few new decisions were made, the four men agreed that an updated timetable for disarmament of northern rebels and southern militia should be created, and government and rebel military chiefs should begin meeting regularly. The group also agreed to the creation of a new vice president's post on the Independent Electoral Commission. Elections delayed from last year are due to take place before the end of October. The new vice president will be charged with assuring the heavily disputed posts on the commission are distributed equally among Ivory Coast's political groups. Ouattara, who is expected to represent his party, known as the RDR, in the presidential polls, said he was happy with the talks. The goal was not to renegotiate the peace deals, he said after the meeting. We are just trying to speed up their application. New Forces spokesman Cisse Sendou said the rebels were satisfied with the summit, the first of its kind on Ivorian soil. But he said they will wait and see if all sides follow through on their promises.
We feel very well about the meeting. The conclusion are okay. Let's see how the implementation of all this is going to take place. But the most important thing is the starting of the military dialogue between the two forces. I think that's the key word.
Ivory Coast civil war has been largely frozen since a 2003 peace accord created a UN-patrolled buffer zone separating the rebels from government troops. But that original peace deal and a number of others have never been fully implemented. Joe Bavier for VOA News, Yamoussoukro.